Hey guys, Dylan here, producer of the E-Commerce Alley podcast. Now, before we get into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a special offer that we are giving all of our podcast listeners. If you scroll down below this episode in the show notes, you'll find a link to a special podcast listener deal on our scientific e-commerce Facebook ads testing course. Now, normally this is $27, but we're going to give you a special link to grab it for only $10. And included with that is a 30-minute ads expert call where we help answer your questions and implement the content. Thank you very much for being a valued listener to our podcast. And now, onto this episode.
If you want to go even deeper and get exclusive access to additional resources, weekly live streams, and a community of growth-minded e-commerce business owners, then you need to join the E-Commerce Alley Facebook group by going to alleypodcast.com/group. There's a bit more than 2,000 of us there, and I'd love to see you there as well.
While most people focus on improving their return on ad spend in their ads and they're worried about conversion rate optimization, there's often a third wheel that gets left behind, and that is average order value. So if you want to increase your return on ad spend in your ads and you want to increase your overall revenue inside your business, you need to optimize your website for revenue and not just conversion. We need higher average order values, higher conversion rates, ultimately making your website much more profitable. Increasing average order value is something that we will do to continue to optimize our websites to produce more and more revenue. So while conversion rate or CRO, conversion rate optimization, is one way, and that's like the way everyone talks about, for me, AOV is another way, because part of the challenge with conversion rate optimization and conversion rate is that it doesn't take average order value into consideration. Instead, we need to look at average order value because that plays a big role. Let me give you an example. If you had a $1,000 AOV, your conversion rate is going to be substantially lower than somebody with a $100 or a $50 average order value. But it doesn't mean you're less profitable. You might have a lower conversion rate, but a higher net profit per order. So these are things that are not taken into consideration, your AOV. And we have to look at that. If we're optimizing our websites, we need to optimize for revenue, not only conversion. And so AOV is that other way that we do it. And optimizing to maximize AOV, especially on that first purchase, is going to produce a much higher return on ad spend. And if you use MER, marketing efficiency ratio, it's going to increase that across the board. I like to say that website revenue optimization, meaning optimizing for conversion and optimizing for AOV, it is a tide that raises all boats, because all your marketing channel results are going to go up. If we can get higher average order values, it's going to improve everything across the board. So as I kind of walk through this, I want you to think, what can I apply this? How can I apply this to my business? How can I personalize some of these? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through frameworks that we use to increase our average order value. And as a side note, if you're listening to this on audio right now, then you should go watch this on YouTube, because right now I'm sitting here and I have a whiteboard we're going to be doing over the shoulder, and I'm going to verbally talk through this. Don't worry, you're going to get to hear and understand what's happening here, but I'm going to visually walk through this. So if you ever want to watch on YouTube to get a visual for this, go to YouTube, check out the E-Commerce Alley. We're going to be over the shoulder kind of whiteboarding this a little bit here. The most important thing to remember, every business is different. Some of the strategies I'm going to give you to increase your average order value will be better for single product-based businesses. Others will work better for businesses with a lot of products. So as you kind of listen to me or watch me talk through some of these, I want you to ask yourself, what strategies here make the most sense for me? Now, as I'm talking through all of this, just remember that you can build upsells and downsells for every product, every collection that you wanted to, every single experience of the process that people are going through. But the reality is, it's going to take a long time to set all that up. And oftentimes, it's not worth it. Even in higher volume stores that we work with, we like to just keep it simple. So if some of these things I recommend or I'm going to talk about, I'm just going to give you a buffet of options for you to kind of pick from here and piecemeal, put on your plate what makes the most sense for you. Just keep it simple. Don't overthink it. don't go super crazy with it. Like, for example, if you're building out a post-purchase one-click upsell where you offer additional items to choose from at a discounted rate, don't build a different upsell for every single product that you have. It's just going to be a high amount of work, and the volume and the results and the differentiation in those results is probably not going to be that beneficial. It's not going to be that much of a discrepancy in those results, but it's going to be a lot of time to do that. And so let's go ahead, let's dive in here. And I want to break down some of the things we do to increase average order value. And I'm going to start by first understanding the life cycle of a purchase. So right now, what I'm looking at our board here. On the left-hand side, I have a visitor first arriving. They arrive on our website. They're super happy. This is that first part of the life cycle, right? They arrive and they're just on the store. And then finally, after they look at some things, they shop around, they add to their cart, they get to this point of finally completing a purchase. Once they completed a purchase, sometime later, however long it takes you, you ship that out to their doorstep. That is a life cycle of a single purchase. I know, groundbreaking, right? Someone arrives, they buy, and they get shipped too. So we basically have before and after. And the reason I have to look at this is because we have ways that we can increase the average order value before they complete their order. And then we have ways we can increase the average order value after they complete their order. Most people don't think about that because by the time they place the order, isn't that the average order value? Yes, unless you do some things. And there are some things that I'm going to explain in here that you may have never considered before. So let's just walk through some of these examples, listen to this, watch this, take them, personalize them, test some of these out, and please follow me on Instagram at Josh Coffee. Let me know how the results go. Let's talk before. Before we can get the order placed, what can we do to increase average order value? And I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready for this? Here's the first way we could do this. Price. We can increase our price. I know it's shocking, right? But here's the thing. A lot of times we don't even think about this. We've set the price. How many of you have set a price and forgot about the price? Like, we set prices for our products, and how often have you tested different thresholds to say, hey, if my price point right now for this product is $20, if it was $22 or let's say $25, 25% increase, could I achieve the same conversion rate? Maybe not, but maybe you could. And you don't know until you start to test these things. And by the way, I'm starting with the real basics here, okay? Don't worry, it's going to get a lot more complicated and cooler as we go on. Price is one of those things that most people don't think about, but you can change the price of your products, even if it's for a week or two or 3 weeks at a time, just to say, can I yield the same conversion by increasing my price? Another thing we often don't think about is that a higher price often increases the perceived value of the product. So sometimes we often think of price from an elasticity standpoint of, if we increase the price, what happens? Conversion goes down. That's how we like to think, because that's how we've been taught, and that's how we have been brought up. If you've gone through any kind of business training, I think even in economics in high school, I was learning about that elasticity of price. And we often think as price goes up, demand goes down, or conversion in this case goes down. It's not always true. Sometimes when you increase the price, the perceived value goes up and the conversion actually goes up. So it's a win-win. Don't write it off. That is something you can consider. The second way is with bundling. Bundling is a very easy way to increase your average order value. This is one of the very first things we'll do. If I was starting from zero, I would have bundling on day one. This doesn't apply to everything. You have to consider, hey, what kind of bundling could I do? It doesn't make sense for every brand. If you're a one product brand, the only type of bundling you may be able to offer is like pre-built bundles and that might be it. But other than that, this is oftentimes for products that you have multiple SKUs of. You have a good variety of products. Bundling we see work better. Or it works really, really well if you have a product line that has multiple variants of it. Candles. Most people buy multiple candles at a time. If they're candle fanatics like me, they're going to buy like 5 or 6 candles at a time. So let's reward them with bundling. And we like to do bundling. There's a lot within bundling. I'm not going to get into all the different bundling tools and tactics to do it, but there are tons of bundling tools. Just go Google them. There are two types of bundling. There are pre-built bundles and there are custom bundles. Pre-built are where you determine what is best bundled. You could, like, for example, You could do, if you sold skincare and someone is on a single skincare product page for a moisturizer, well, right below that individual product, you could have the skincare essentials pre-built bundle. So they would get the moisturizer, they would get a few other items within that, they would get whatever other things you would need that skincare needs that Josh doesn't know. Right? I'm just literally coming up with this here. So we're going to have a skincare essentials where you have a couple different items within that. And that's going to allow an exfoliating cream. You don't, there you go. I came up with one. You're going to have a couple things in there and then they're going to save a little bit on it. And then it's going to simplify it for them so they don't have to go look for everything. That's an example of pre-built. Now, custom ones, I'm a huge fan, if possible, of mix and match. So if you are selling t-shirts, you can let people mix and match and you can do tiered discounts on that. So buy two, save 10, buy three, save 15, buy four, you get the idea. You could do buy any three, save 25%. And then they can add those to their cart and it'll automatically apply it. You can do where they buy X, get Y. Buy two candles, get a mini for free. And it'll automatically add it to their cart. There are a lot of ways to do bundling. I'll say this. Bundling, if you can do it, do it. And you're going to see an AOV increase. This is like overnight. Like you're just going to flip a switch, you're going to see an increase. As long as you have purchases coming through, you're going to see an increase overnight in doing this. We've seen increases with bundling by 20, 30, 35, 40% on the real high end of AOV increases just by doing simple bundling. The third way that we'll increase average order value are with order bumps. So it's called a bump because it's really simple. It's just like if you just bumped into someone, it's real fast. Same thing with order bumps. An order bump might be a little checkbox that allows them to just add something to their order without having to go to a product page and add that to their order. It's just a little bump. Sometimes you could do like route protection or you could do insurance or some of those things that you charge a little bit more than they might charge. And so you kind of squeeze the gap out of that in profit. And so these are examples of order bumps. If you're selling something that maybe has, like if you're selling a candle and then you have like a candle wick cutter, which by the way, if you don't have one of those, they are great. I just found out about those like 2 years ago and they're in all our offices. Anyway, you have a candle and then just do a bump of something that is really relevant to that. Those are called order bumps. Now, the next type is probably one of the most profitable ones. And this is what's called a pre-purchase upsell. Now, great tools like Zipify is probably one of my – overall, Zipify, one-click upsell is probably my favorite tool for Shopify to really increase order value with some of these recommendations here. So a pre-purchase upsell is when somebody clicks on the add to cart button on a product or they get to their cart and they click on the checkout button. What happens is there will be a pop-up and it's going to pop up and it's going to make them an offer of one product. Maybe it'll be an offer to upgrade the product they just added to their cart. Maybe it'll be an offer to pick one of three items that they get at a discounted rate. Whatever that might be, there are a lot of customizations with this. Pre-purchases, before they purchase, there's a pop-up. We give them some options. I would say this is probably the largest AOV booster. Second to bundling and pre-purchase upsells are probably some of the larger impactful things that we could do overall, but especially before the purchase. These are the two most impactful things that we could do. So pre-purchase, it's a pop-up. We're just giving them additional offers. Usually we try to incentivize them. That gets a higher take rate on it, but pre-purchase upsells are one of those ways to do it. Zipify, one-click upsell will allow you to do something like that. And there are, of course, other tools to do that as well. Now there's two more in the before that we're going to do. The first is your free shipping threshold. Most people don't think of how they can leverage shipping and their free shipping threshold to increase AOV. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you sold a product that was $22 and your average person bought two. Well, if your free shipping threshold was $99, for them to buy, if it was $22, for them to get to the free shipping, they have to buy five. That is a lot. Most people will look at that, and if the average Joe Schmo or Sally Sue only buys one or two, it's gonna, that rhymed. I'm like Dr. Seuss over here. Only buys one or two. For them to jump to five is a massive leap. They're probably not going to do it. So if they know they're going to pay shipping, they could just buy one because they're going to pay shipping anyway. Let's say flat rate shipping is $8.99. I'm going to pay for shipping if I buy one or two anyway. I've never tried this brand. I'm just going to buy one. And so oftentimes, if the shipping threshold, the free shipping threshold is too far out of reach, we actually see it discourage people from buying more. So the trick is, here's the trick. We want them to only have to make a jump by one or two purchases from the average order value. So if the average person buys two and it's $22 per item, that gets me to $44. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make my free shipping threshold. Of course, make sure the math works for you. $49. Because it's so close that they might as well just add that third item. And if they add that third item, they now go from $44 to $66. And that's a 50% increase in average order value just by simply workshopping your free shipping threshold. Let's say your AOV is 52. Well, then you should maybe play with, okay, well, 52, most people are over my $50 threshold. Why don't I try bumping it to 55, knowing that? So guess what? Now they might, it's going to force people to really jump over that threshold. So these are things you can start to play with and say, hey, how do I adjust my free shipping threshold to get a higher AOV? If your AOV is like half or substantially lower than your free shipping threshold, ask yourself, why is that my free shipping threshold? And consider, if my free shipping threshold was two times higher than my AOV, what would happen if I dropped it a little bit, dropped it 20 or 30%? Could my AOV start to get closer because people realize it's more in reach? If people don't feel they're going to reach it, they're just going to settle for buying less. That is one way that will increase our average order value. And then the final thing we're going to do inside the before column of before they actually place the order is the more shipping options strategy.
Hey guys, Dylan here, producer of the E-commerce Alley podcast. Just a short interruption here to ask you a quick favor. We hope you're enjoying this episode of the podcast. And if you are, or if you've been a listener for a while, it would mean the world to us if you dropped a review wherever you're listening. We love seeing how this podcast is impacting people's businesses, and it helps this podcast get in the hands of other people who may need it as well. Thank you for leaving a review and for your continued support. Let's get back to the podcast. Hey, thanks for checking out the E-commerce Alley podcast. If you've been enjoying this episode so far, it would mean a ton to us if you'd leave us a rating on whatever podcast app you're listening to. And as a token of our appreciation, if you take a screenshot of your review and email it to team@theecommercealley.com, we're just going to go ahead and shoot you a $10 Amazon gift card just as a thank you. Now, back to the episode.
You might offer free shipping, but you don't have to make it really fast. I think a good brand that does this is Fabletics. Fabletics is an athletic clothing brand, and they offer free shipping over $49, but it takes 6 to 10 business days to arrive. However, if you want rush shipping, it's 2 to 3 business days, and it costs $15.95. The interesting thing is, if their average order value is over that free shipping threshold, they're eating the entire shipping cost. So if you make it a longer shipping time frame, you'll usually have more profit built into your shipping because you're eating it. So you might as well eat a little bit less by going a little slower. But then also it's going to incentivize rush shipping, which might only actually cost $10 to do the rush shipping or $12, but they're charging $16. And even if they offered rush shipping, and let's say that they didn't make anything, it just broke even on cost. Well, guess what? Normally, they would eat the shipping cost anyway, because if the AOV is over the $49 shipping threshold, they're eating all of it. But now if you do rush shipping, they eat none of it. So it's just like they gained all that shipping back in their pocket. And so consider this, consider offering more shipping options. And of course, with this, there's going to be some calculation. You have to really make sure that it makes sense for you and that you could liquidate your cost. But even if you don't want to add more to your plate, but even if your AOV is over your average free shipping threshold, then that means most people are getting free shipping, that if you just offered a faster option and you slowed down your free option just slightly, then you're going to have to eat less of it in the free shipping option. And the more shipping option might entice people to take it and liquidate all your shipping costs, putting all of that profit back in your pocket. Dr. Seuss, part two. Okay, let's keep moving here. We have before, now we get to the after. How do we increase the average order value after they've already purchased? There are a couple ways we're going to do this. Some of them are with post-purchase upsells. So we have pre-purchase upsells. And then we have post-purchase upsells. And there are a couple within here that we like to do. So far we have price, bundling, order bumps, pre-purchase upsells, free shipping option, or additional shipping options. And so we have six, and here is the seventh one. There are a couple under post-purchase. After they purchase, we're gonna offer them a one-time offer of an upsell where they purchase, and then we offer them three options. We usually like to offer them three different options. Hey, pick one of these and save 20%. And they've already purchased. So here's the thing. If they already purchased, and let's say that the free shipping threshold was $50 and they spent $40. Well, they technically paid for the shipping and now they just added this on, but they're still paying for the shipping. So you actually really got some margin in here because they're already paying for the shipping. And I'm not saying to intentionally do that, but it's just a reality of how sometimes this shakes out. And so post-purchase, we have upsells. We also are gonna have downsells. And so this is like, if we offer an upsell and they decline it, we could then offer them a larger discount on those same products or offer them completely different products altogether. Finally, on that same post-purchase process, we have the thank you upsell. When they land on that thank you page, we can give them a timed offer for a final item. And this is where sometimes you can add really small things, like you can add stickers. You can add even branded items like t-shirts, hats. It really doesn't matter what you do, but you can offer something additional on the thank you page. I'm a fan, by the way, of adding like branded items in there to really indoctrinate them to the brand. But on the thank you page, we can add an additional thing. Hey, while you're on the thank you page, why don't you go ahead and add this to your order in one click? And they hit add it. They don't have to, anything post-purchase, they don't have to re-enter their information. It's just simply going to charge it to their card that they already have on file, and there's no more work to be had there. Now, so these are a few ways we're going to do it. I'm going to give you one final way. And this one is actually, we're going to incorporate email here. So this one, and this is the final one, is called a bounce back offer. What this means is that when somebody first buys, you're likely not shipping it out within an hour or two. So what we like to do is we like to say, hey, as soon as they buy something, first email they get, we say, thanks for your order, order confirmed, here's your information. But we're gonna give them an offer that's only valid for 2 hours. And because we haven't shipped out of the warehouse yet or shipped out of our wherever we're shipping from yet, we're gonna say, hey, for the next 2 hours, we're gonna offer you free shipping on any additional items you add to your order. Simply use this personalized code, and we like to make it a dynamic coupon code in Klaviyo, so it's like it's timed, it actually expires. They have to use within 2 hours. And it says, hey, use this code to get free shipping on any items in the store for the next 2 hours, and we'll just add it to your existing order. So now they check out and they get an email, and it's like, hey, we can actually, it's bouncing them back. It's called bounce back offer. It bounces back and says, hey, here's an offer. You can go use this for the next 2 hours only. And that's one example. Sometimes we'll say, hey, you can add this free t-shirt or this free whatever, insert whatever makes the most sense for you, or double your order or whatever in the next 2 hours by simply clicking this button or by clicking and adding this to your cart and using this coupon code. So we will add additional offers right there so that way we could better amortize the shipping, we can get more profit from it, and you're gonna have a percentage of people that take you up on that offer. Because if they're like, hey, I already checked out, but hey, the next thing if I wanna buy anything in the next 2 hours, I get a discount or I get a coupon code on this, then that's gonna allow us to ship everything out together because we know we're not shipping things out in the next 2 hours unless you're maybe your Amazon. But other than that, most of us aren't shipping out in 2 hours. So if we give them a really short time window, we could just literally take that additional product, not charge them for additional shipping because we already have the order, and just throw it in the box with it. And this is called a bounce back offer. So to list these out, recap how we will increase average order value. We're going to do some things before the purchase. We're going to do some things after. The first is price. The second is bundling. The third are order bumps. The fourth are pre-purchase upsells. The fifth is free shipping threshold and playing around with that. The sixth way is with more shipping options. The seventh way is with post-purchase upsells. The eighth way is with post-purchase downsells. The ninth way is with post-purchase thank you upsells. And the final 10th way is with bounce back offers, which incorporates a little bit of email. There's a little bit of setup there, dynamic coupons, etc. But all of these will help increase your average order value. I promise, we have done this for a long time. And when you incorporate one or some of these, you're gonna start to see an increase in your average order value. And that's gonna optimize your website for more revenue. Don't get caught up in only conversion rate optimization, because while yes, that's important, this is another way to increase all the results of your other marketing channels. Because as people come through this process, it's going to then raise your AOV, raise your profitability, your ROAS is going to be going up, and we're all going to be happy by doing simple things like these. Well, I hope you found this valuable. This is the first, side note, this is the first podcast I did where I was over the shoulder whiteboarding here. I do this all the time inside our coaching programs and our boot camps and things like that. But hopefully you found some value in this. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, go to alleypodcast.com/YouTube. If you want to join our free e-commerce Ally Facebook group, we're live in the studio every single Thursday. We are reviewing websites. We're reviewing and doing optimizations over the shoulder. We're training, we're teaching tons of stuff. It's really engaging. Go to alleypodcast.com/group. And as always, this podcast is produced by the legendary Dylan Counts behind the scenes, who makes everything happy and everybody happy and everything work. So show Dylan some love in the comments of YouTube. We appreciate all of you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Hey guys, it's Josh. Thanks for listening to the audio version of the E-commerce Alley. Did you know that we actually have an amazing set in high-quality video production that gets posted on YouTube every single week? If you've never watched the E-commerce Alley on YouTube, you have to. Go to alleypodcast.com/YouTube to check it out. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast, and we hope you enjoy this episode.